This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
I'm reporter Patrick Smith. As we near the one-year mark of the pandemic, WBEZ is highlighting insights and advice from mental health professionals about how we're coping. Counselor and Northwestern teacher Gideon Litherland says quarantining is especially hard on kids and their parents. And he says it's normal for parents to focus on their children's mental health first, sometimes at the expense of their own.
There's so much pressure to do constant caregiving for your kid, but as a parent, giving yourself the opportunity to fill your cup up first is super important, particularly because if a parent is stressed out, that's going to stress the kid. If the parent is sort of regulated, the kid will also, you know, be able to more easily regulate.
And with older children, Litherland says parents shouldn't try to act like they have all the answers during such a crazy time.
Teenagers don't really respond well to being told what to do. So for parents, it's sitting down with their teen to talk through, like, how do we want to approach school and hanging out with friends? Being much more open in decision-making and collaborative with teens is incredibly important because there's just so much stress and ambiguity that, you know, as a parent, you don't want to fake it too much.
That was therapist Gideon Litherland reminding parents it's okay not to have all the answers right now, and it's important to take time for your own mental health. I'm Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.